This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the one of the great services that the Lenawee Humane Society does provide for us here in Lenawee County. And I'm happy to have back on the program once again Executive Director Marcy Cornell. Marcy, so good to have you with us.
So good to see you, Dale.
And also Sasha Wilkerson. And Sasha, your title is?
Director of
Communications.
Director of Communications.
Yes.
And Marketing.
And Marketing. There you go.
Now she don't know that.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what her job is. She just
She does everything.
Does it.
Yeah.
When you work in a nonprofit, you do a little bit of everything, Dale.
I get that totally. But what we're going to do is talk about one of the things that you do out of the many there at the Humane Society, and it's regarding with cats, because that has been such a I wouldn't say a problem. I hate to put it in that.
A problem.
But it is, you know, something that you're having to deal with, and a lot of people are having to deal with, right, Marcy?
Yeah, and you know, some people will say, "Well, these aren't my cats. This isn't my problem." But this is our community, so it's all of our problems. And Lenawee Humane Society has decided that we want to be part of the solution.
Yeah.
And that is fixing them at our low cost spay neuter clinic.
And that's been the main thing, is that so many times you do see, you know, cats just, you know, milling around, and that certain times of the year, you know, that it's going to be, you know, just even more with them and being born and raised. And then we have more of a problem then too, don't we, Marcy?
So, Dale, it's really not certain times of the year as much as it is climate.
Yeah.
As long as it's warm enough outside.
Yeah.
Those cats are on the prowl.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need to go and make sure that we can control the population, right, Marcy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And all it takes is bringing a cat in or going to our website, making an appointment for those cats outside, spay and neuter. We call those TNRs, whether they're feral or whether they're just stray cats. If they're not owned by anybody, we consider it a TNR. And we fix them, $55, and we send them right back to the community where they were. And now, yes, they're going to live there or eat there and all the things, but they're not going to reproduce there, and that's the point.
Yeah, that's a big point, too. And the thing is, with the services that you provide, Sasha, is that relatively, if I can use the word inexpensive compared to what you might be able to have to do at a regular veterinary clinic, right?
Yeah, for sure. So there is a nationwide vet shortage. So even just getting an appointment somewhere is really tough. And then those prices might be more than some people can afford. So our goal is never to compete with the full service vets around here, because we love them and appreciate them. But what we do want to do is try to work with them to get a handle on this epidemic. So cats, they can get pregnant while they're still nursing their babies, which means essentially cats can get pregnant like every 3 months.
Mm.
So to think about that type of how fast you need to be fixing cats to keep up with that is crazy. So yeah, we're here to help. Our prices, we try to keep them as low as possible. We don't make a profit on them, but we do have to have something to give our vet to keep her, because like I said, there is a nationwide vet shortage.
Well, speaking of vets, and I know too many people realize that you do have a new doctor helping out there at the Humane Society.
We do. And during this vet shortage, it took us a minute to have vets temporarily just to be able to spay and neuter our own animals. And we had to close our low-cost spay and neuter clinic to the public just so that we could provide services to our own animals. But
sure.
Back in October, we met with and hired Dr. Katie Billmeyer, who is from the Toledo area. She has been a vet for 14 years. She's been private practice, shelters, rescues. She's done it all. And the minute that we met, we felt like she was a good fit. But since she's been there about 6 months now, she said that she was contemplating whether or not veterinary medicine was for her, because with the vet crisis comes much more stress and expectations on these vets, so
sure,
they're hard to find.
Yeah.
But when she came to the Humane Society, her love for the medicine and taking care of the animals has all been renewed. And she not only feels like she's part of the family, we feel like she's part of the family. She's a great fit for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, when with that, it's a great fit. And it's a good fit for not only for her, but also for the Humane Society, too.
And she's not free. She has a job, just like everybody else. She has bills to pay. And so we have to pay the vet. And therefore, we have to charge for the services, but we keep the services as low as we possibly can.
Yeah. Like you said, Sasha, though, you know, making sure you're not making a profit off of it, but like you said, you do have to pay the doctor in order to perform the procedures. And Marcy, as you mentioned, too, that, you know, she has bills to pay, too. But, you know, this is not a moneymaker for you at all, right?
Correct. What it does, Dale, is it helps us. Like I mentioned, it helps us get a handle on this epidemic, but it also helps us keep animals out of the shelter.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, an animal shelter is not needed. So the more animals that we can keep in homes and off the streets, the better it is for all of us.
That's right. Now, how does that work then if someone is able to get a hold of one of the cats? And, you know, sometimes you can, you know, sometimes that they, you know, warm up to a human and you might be able to bring them in. How does that work? How do they set this whole thing in motion then, Marcy?
So they start with a date for surgery. And if they're not sure if they can catch this cat, then we ask them to set the date a little bit later. You know, not so soon, because otherwise they might not catch the cat and waste an appointment for someone else. But we teach them how to catch the cat. We give them tips and tricks, ways to get the cat used to the cage outside, feed the cat in the cage, let the cat come in and out of the cage and get their food from there. And once the cat is comfortable, then we know, okay, let's get him in.
Now, you mentioned the cage.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of expand on that. So by cage, we're talking about a live trap. So those of you who are not familiar with live traps, they are perfect for cats, whether they're feral or not, you know, if you're not sure. If you're getting a cat fixed through our clinic as a TNR, which stands for trap, neuter, return, you always want to bring them in this live trap because it's safe for you, it's safe for them, it's safe for us. We are able to sedate them right through that trap. So that way we're pulling them out, getting them fixed, and then they can recover in that trap as well. And then you can transport them safely back home. So like Marcy said, we'll teach you how to use that trap. We also offer them, we also offer rentals. But call us first because we might not always have them on hand.
Yeah, they might not be available at the moment, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a hot commodity.
I bet, yeah. Well, as we mentioned about the fact that, you know, this is a definite problem, and, you know, we want to make sure that we can contain the population so it doesn't get to be, you know, crazy with the amount of cats that we have in the community, Marcy.
That's absolutely correct. And we're just there Tuesday through Thursday for spay and low-cost spay and neuters, and we use Monday for our overflow and for our animals. So if we don't have a whole lot of animals, we can backfill with the overflow.
Okay. So how do they set up the appointment? Do they just come to the Humane Society? How does that work?
So the easiest way, the fastest way, is to go to our website, lendhumanesoc.org. We have an online portal that you can schedule through.
Okay.
So you can view all of the prices. You can see add-ons. You can set everything up right online. If you're having issues, you can call us, 263-3463, but it's going to be much faster to do it right online.
Online, okay. So that would be the ultimate to be able to do that.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. And if they don't have, you know, computer at their home, go to the library and get it done too, right?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. Go to the library to, you know, access that too. This is so important, isn't it, Sasha?
It is. And I don't think a lot of people realize that we do have a vet back on staff. So I think a lot of people think that our low-cost spay neuter clinic is still closed. It is not. It is open. We are here to help. Please, please come utilize it.
Absolutely.
In addition to the low-cost spay and neuter, we do vaccination clinics once a month. We don't do other services because there's many vets in the area. And as Sasha mentioned earlier, we're not trying to compete with the vets. We're just trying to make sure that people who can't afford to get to the vet or just need something simple like a vaccination or spay and neuter can get it done at a low cost, reasonable time and save all of the appointments that everybody else need to the local vets.
Yeah. We've been talking about cats. Is this also something that might be available for dogs too?
It sure is.
Okay. So
so we do offer dog spay and neuter appointments for $195. So under 200, if your dog is over 100 pounds, which I know is rare for people, but if it is, we do fix them as well, 250, which is still an incredible price.
Yeah, it sure is. So let's get the cat population under control, right, Marcy?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. The other thing, it's not just under control. Some of these cats that they catch in live traps. We've had somebody say, this cat's been at my house for 2 months. Turns out the cat belongs to the people around the block.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the people around the block say, hey, that's my cat on your website. So it's really important to not only fix your cat so it doesn't roam far if your cat decides it needs to be an outside cat. Also, microchip. I can't say it enough. If we scan your cat and there's no microchip, your cat's going to get fixed when it comes into our shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed, up to date on shots. And after the stray hold, which there is no regulation for a cat, we could put it up for adoption the day that it comes in, but we don't. We follow the stray laws that we follow for dogs because it's just simpler and because we think it's the right thing to do. If it's somebody's pet, we want to get it home.
Yep. I mean, sometimes when you let the cat out just to go and, you know, just to be outside for a little bit, they have a mind of their own sometimes, don't they?
They do. Yeah. And if your cat is not microchipped, does not have any kind of identity, it looks like all of the other stray and ferals on the street, and it's hard to tell the difference.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned about the microchipping, Marcy, because I think that is so important, too. And we've been hearing stories across the country about pets being found, and then only because of the fact that they get returned to the owners is because of the microchip.
It's an awful situation when somebody says, you know, my cat got adopted from you 2 weeks ago or a month ago, or my dog, I just realized that you adopted out my dog. It's really hard situation, but if your animal, dog or cat, does not have identification and is not reclaimed during the stray period, it will go up for an adoption because we're a great shelter. We're proud of everything that we do.
Sure.
We're clean. We're have lots of enrichment and all of those things, but we're still a shelter.
Yeah.
And that is no place for an animal to live.
That's right. That's right. I want to thank you so much. And again, we just want to mention about the fact that you do the spayed and neutering Tuesday through Thursday by appointment.
Correct.
The overflow on Mondays, right?
Correct.
So the best way is to go to your website to set up that appointment.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. LenHumaneSOC.org. Go to Hope Clinic and click on spay and neuter.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much. So great information.
Thank you, Dale.
Yes, yeah, and thank you so much. And again, I've said this before, is that I am just in awe of all the things that you do at the Lenawee Humane Society, and that we need to continue to support the programs and services that you do have there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dale. And thank you and WLEN for being such a vital part of this community that allows us to help get the word out.
Absolutely. We love to, and you know that too. And we love doing it as well. Marcy Cornell, Sasha Wilkerson, thank you so, so much for being on the program.
Of course. Thanks, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.